Good morning. It is 10:02 a.m. We are here today, November 23rd, 2021, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 21-010 John Dell International, Inc., DBA, JMI Edison versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J. F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. I am Joshua Walsh for the record, and I represent JMI Edison, who's the appellant. To my left in our conference room on this Zoom call is Mr. Ed Elal, the institutional representative for JMI Edison. Good morning, sir.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency Guam International Airport Authority please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. William Brennan from the Ariola Law Firm on behalf of the AV Wompat Guam International Airport Authority. I'm unaware of whether any management representatives are present currently at this pre-hearing conference. Thank you.
There is a Rodney that signed on. Do you know if that's...
Rodney Payette. He's an institutional representative from Aircraft Service International, Inc., DBA, Menzies Aviation.
Okay. So, will interested party Aircraft Services International, Inc., DBA, Menzies Aviation, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Mars Johnson here representing Aircraft Services International, Inc., DBA, Menzies Aviation, and I believe Rodney Payette is here as the institutional representative. Rodney, could you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Hi, Rodney Payette here, General Manager for Menzies Aviation, along with Mildred Sigawit, Manager for Menzies Aviation.
Thank you. We may proceed. You're on mute.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Has this been resolved yet?
I don't believe
I don't think so, Your Honor. I think we still have the motion deadline tomorrow. And I do know, I think I'll let Mr. Johnson speak to what he's doing at the CLB. But there's a complaint running over there, Judge. But I do think we're on target for motions tomorrow, Your Honor.
You're on target for what?
For our motion filings tomorrow, Judge.
Okay. This is basically, if memory serves me right, a license issue?
It is, Your Honor. I think it's similar to another matter you have where one party believes the agency should have had a license before finding a bidder responsive, and I think the agency thinks it would.
Have we obviated that by providing a license?
Leave it at that.
Mr. Public Auditor, so actually, I'd agree that the license issue was raised by the appellant. The airport maintains a position that that's not dispositive. They've not demonstrated that the license is required. It was not a specific requirement of the RFP. We are ready for motions tomorrow. We will be filing motion to dismiss as we previewed in our agency report. If they want to pursue this argument, we think there are good grounds for it to be brought before another forum, which as counsel stated is ongoing. So we will be filing the motion tomorrow. I don't know that it's as simple as producing the license, at least at this point in the procurement.
It would seem to me that it could help obviate the need for this, for anything, if a license is produced. Like forthwith.
I think that a broader issue is whether the license is required. And then there was also a dispute as to which, if any, because that does appear to be a moving target in this case.
Well, there are certain licenses that I think are pro forma, like revenue and tax. And there are specialty licenses that I think demand more.
Yes,
like if you were saying I only need to go to revenue and taxation to get my license, that's one thing. But for the three of you to say, well, I'm applying to you for it to be your hearings officer. You're going to have a Guam bar exam, I mean a Guam bar admissions license, not a revenue and taxation license. And just applying, just saying that you're going to be my hearing officer, but you're not, but you haven't produced your GBA, would seem dispositive. You're being ineligible.
Yes, Your Honor.
And hopefully in the record somewhere, it shows that you're in good standing. You're not debarred anywhere else. There's all kinds of stuff for our specialty licenses.
Yes, Your Honor. The question here, though, is whether or not a specialty license is needed for this, with the CLB is needed at all. JMI has raised the argument that a CLB license is needed here. JMI contends, Menzies contends that there is no need for a specialty license, and that there is no specialty license that covers this type of category.
Okay, I'm just saying, because I'll give you guys a heads up. Mm-hmm. This is like my fourth one this year of a license. And it's ruining my stats and it's taking up a lot of time. And I'm seriously considering using one of these cases as my vehicle to announce that specialized licenses are going to have to be produced to prove responsibility before award, or at least have in the record, in the procurement record, proof that you're capable and you're able to be able to get that specialty license forthwith and without having to take a bar exam that you may or may not pass.
Understood, Your Honor, but it would be useful if we could at least have some understanding of what license JMI claims that we need to have.
That would go back to Mr. Brennan and his agency being clear in their IFB or RFP.
And I believe the position of the airport is that there is no specialty license that's needed for this service.
Okay. Well,
in our position, of course, Your Honor, is that the airport must be wrong on that.
I'm just telling you that I'm with these four and it taking up all my time. I'm just like, in Jarek's time, I'm ready to have the Supreme Court say otherwise, but I'm tired of these license issues when it would seem that these cases would be unnecessary were the procuring agency more diligent in having it clearly stated in their RFPs or IFBs that they want it immediately in the as part of the application and not part and or at least be able to show in the procurement record that the people have the capability to be able to do it. Anyway, all right.
Mr. Public Auditor, if I could just interject one point, and I think we've addressed this, but I recognize you've had other cases about licenses before this year before you, but this, I just need to point out that this is pre-award RFP. And our position is that we cannot release any portions of any proposal that is not the winning bidder, or excuse me, winning offers under the regulation. So That's just in response to your question that whether—
What's so confidential about a license?
It's not necessarily just a license. I mean, the license can be gotten from RevenTax. It's the fact that we're not allowed to release the proposal under the regulations. And
I'm not saying the proposal. I'm just saying part of this thing is a question of license.
I understand that, Mr. Public Auditor. I just wanted to, in response to your question, whether we produce the license that would obviate the need for further hearing. Our position is that anything that was submitted as part of the proposal is restricted under the regulations. But we're ready for motions, and we think we can make this point more clearly. I just need to respond to your question fully. Thank you, Mr.
Pope. Okay. Motions to do by the close of business tomorrow. Oppositions will be due on the 3rd. Replies will be due on the 10th. And we have a motion hearing on the 27th of December. On January the 5th, I want all the hearing material and list of witnesses. On January the 12th, I want the hearing briefs. And we'll have the hearing on January the 13th.
Mr. Public Service Commission, on the 13th at 9 a.m., is it possible for us to do this the day following, Judge?
Friday?
Just on January 13th, I could do this on the Friday the 14th or perhaps Monday the 18th. We could start.
Okay. Jared, for Monday or Friday?
Well, I believe the 17th might
Tuesday
be.
The 18th.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Because there's other appeals going. We can start on the 14th.
Yes, Mr. Walsh.
Due on the 13th, but just for
that's the formal hearing date.
Yes, please. That'll just allow one day of.
Well, and then it'll go on to Monday.
I apologize for not getting audio from Mr. Walsh. It's coming in and out on my end. I don't know if anyone else is experiencing that.
I'm not sure what's happening with your end, Mr. Walsh. Move your computer closer or something.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Is this any? I'm sorry for the internet connection issue. I'm asking for the hearing on the 18th January.
It's the 14th. Let's go. I'm tired. I have other cases. I have 14, and 4 of them are these stupid license issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Adjourned.
Thank you, counsel.
We're off the record at 10:16 a.m. Thank you, everyone.